Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Gimel brings us three different halachos about things that are usher on Shabbos, but are permitted in the Beis Hamikdash. The first of these is the case of a ritia. A ritia is a bandage with ointment on it. So now normally, a bandage with ointments on it cannot be put on Shabbos, midirabanan. Why not? Because you might end up smearing the oil, or the ointment. And smearing the ointment is mimareach, which is a told of mimachik, so it's a daraisa. And therefore, Chachamim made gzera that you're not allowed to put on a bandage with ointment. You're not allowed to put on a ritia on Shabbos. So our Mishnah tells us, machazirin ritia b'mikdash. If a Kohen has a bandage on him already with ointment on it, but he needs to remove it in order to perform the avoda, to do the work in the Beis HaMikdash, which can't be, when the Kohen does the work in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to use his actual hand. There cannot be anything between his hand and the utensil or the animal or whatever he's doing. Having a bandage on his hand during the time of the avoda would be a chatzitza. And so he has to remove the bandage in order to be able to do the avoda. And the chachamim permitted him to return it. They suspended the derabanan in order to allow him to put back the bandage on him in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason they suspended this is that of the concern that if we don't allow him to put it back, then he won't take it off in the first place. And if he doesn't take it off in the first place, he can't do the avoda. And chas v'shalom, we don't want a Kohen to avoid doing the avoda because he doesn't want to put his bandage, he doesn't want to take off his bandage. And therefore, we let him take off his bandage so that and put it back on so that he will go ahead and do the avoda. Of course, avalo b'medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, of course, it is forbidden to put back this bandage. And the truth is, even in the Beis HaMikdash, if it isn't necessary for the avoda, then you still can't put back the bandage. And the Mishnah tells us, im batachila, if the question is to putting on a ritia, putting on a bandage with ointment that has not been on before, kan v'kan asur, then it's completely asur. It's asur even for a kohen who's doing the avoda. If he's hurt, he's hurt. Okay, he can wait until after Shabbos. Do something else. But he can't, this is not a danger of life and limb here. And so he cannot put on the bandage. If you're concerned that he won't do the avoda because you're not going to put on the bandage afterwards, he didn't have a bandage before, so how is it helping him to not do the avoda? So he's going to do the avoda anyway, and then he'll wait until after Shabbos to put on a bandage. The second case that we're talking about in our Mishnah is koshrin nima, tying a harp string. The Levium in the Beis HaMikdash play music and sing along with some of the Karbanos, some of the Avoda. There is a full orchestra with singing from the Levium, and that's part of the Avoda, and it's an important part of the Avoda. So if a string breaks on Shabbos, it is permitted to tie the string. Koshrin Nima B'Mikdash. You're allowed to tie the harp string on Shabbos. Now, it's important to note that this is different than all the other things we've talked about so far, because this is actually Asur D'Oraisa. This is kosher. You're tying a knot that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because it's intended to stand for time because you want to use it on the harp. However, it is Docha Shabbos because it is Machshiri Mitzvah. It is necessary for the performance of the mitzvah and it couldn't be done before Shabbos. Our general rule is, when it comes to certain mitzvos that are Docha Shabbos, if those mitzvos are Docha Shabbos, then also their machshirin that couldn't be done before Shabbos can be Docha Shabbos. Anything that could be done before Shabbos isn't Docha Shabbos. So, but in this case, the string broke on Shabbos, so you couldn't possibly have fixed it before Shabbos. And you need the harp in order to perform the singing and playing for the avoda, and therefore you're allowed to the Isser Daraisa is suspended, and you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, since it's Isser Daraisa avalo b'medina, you can't do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there is an Isser Darabanan to play musical instruments on Shabbos, and that Isser Darabanan is so that you don't come to tie the string or make a repair. So certainly if there's a derabanan that's intended to prevent you from doing this daraisa, obviously certainly the daraisa is not permitted. And im batechila, if it's a question of tying a harp string for the first time, So then, kan v'kan asur. It's not only asur outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's also asur in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it's true that it's machshir mitzvah, it's a machshir mitzvah of a mitzvah that's tochah Shabbos. Nevertheless, it is a machshir that could have been done before Shabbos. And our rule is, machshir mitzvah that could have been done before Shabbos are not docha Shabbos. And therefore, you're not allowed to tie a string on a harp that could have been tied before Shabbos. The third case is the case of a yabeles. A yabeles is a wart. And the halacha is that a wart constitutes a mum. It constitutes a blemish that disqualifies an animal for being a karban. So, of course, if your animal does have a wart, you might want to get rid of it. You might want to cut it off. But removing a wart on Shabbos would be a tolda of gozes. Because you're cutting off something from a living animal. And so it would be asur daraisa to remove the wart. Now, however, that's only true if you do it by knife or by scalpel, the normal way. But if you did it by hand, that is a significant shinui. Like poke at it and pick at it, that would be a significant shinui, and so it is still usur, but it's only usur d'rabbanan. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, chot kin yabelas b'mikdash, if there is an animal that we want to use for a karban that is docha Shabbos, and it has a yabelas, the kohen is allowed to remove the wart by hand in order to allow that animal to be brought on Shabbos. Avalo b'medina, of course, you can't do that outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's in fact asur in any other circumstance unless it is tzorach avoda, unless it is needed for the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im bakli, and of course, if you do it with a knife or a scalpel or the kind of utensil you would normally use to cut off a wart, kan v'kan asur. Then it's going to be asur also in the Beis HaMikdash because it's an isur d'oraisa.